For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The partial federal shutdown is expected to drag on through Christmas. President Trump and congressional leaders are still stuck in a standoff over his border wall with Mexico. The Senate has adjourned, but could be called back at any time if there's a deal. USA's Rick Vincent has more on the story.
Speaking on the Senate floor, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said no further votes will occur until the President and Senate Democrats have reached an agreement to resolve this.
Push the pause button until the President, from whom we will need a signature, and Senate Democrats, from whom we will need votes, reach an agreement.
Chuck Schumer then took to the Senate floor and told the president he has to give up on his $5 billion wall. He says there are three proposals on the table, two from Democrats and one from Republicans.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
A tsunami, which was apparently caused by an undersea landslide from a volcanic island, killed at least 43 people after the waves hit the coast around Indonesia's Sunda Strait. Another 600 people were hurt, and dozens of buildings were damaged, according to the National Disaster Management Agency. The undersea landslides were caused from a volcanic island formed over the years from the Krakatoa volcano, which erupted last in October. In September, more than 2,500 people were killed by a quake and tsunami that hit the city of Palu on the island of Sulawesi. Dr. Seuss's wife has died at age 97. Audrey Geisel helped oversee the literary estate of her husband, who died back in 1991. She'd been busy with publishing and continuing her husband's charitable giving, including giving millions to libraries. She was also an executive producer on The Lorax and the current movie, The Grinch. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The flu virus kills an alarming number of people, but are we any closer to finding a cure? USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the answer.
The flu still kills around 30,000 people each year in the United States, and the disease remains largely mysterious. I had a chance to chat with Dr. Jeremy Brown. He's author of a new book titled Influenza, the 100-Year Hunt to Cure the Deadliest Disease in History. And I asked him, are we close to a cure for the flu?
So there are two ways that we think about curing the flu. One is to actually find a medicine that will attack the flu virus itself, much like we have antibiotics that can attack bacterial infections. And the second way is preventing the disease in the first place through vaccines. We don't yet have either of these in a perfect form. The flu vaccine in its best years is only about 50% effective. And the antiviral medicines that we do have turn out to be not terribly good either. So we still have some work to do.
Ford is recalling nearly a million F-Series Super Duty pickups for risk of fire in the engine block. Here's reporter Jeff Gilbert in Detroit with more.
The recall only impacts F-Series pickups with engine block heaters. Ford says it has reports of three fires caused by water getting into the system, leading to corrosion and long-term to short circuits. No injuries have been reported.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.